Hello, and welcome to Revolutionize Your Love Life. Do you want to know more about love relationships, what makes them work, how to create the one of your best dreams? Do you want to be in a really healthy, juicy love relationship? In these podcasts, we will give ideas and practical advice to light your way. Whether you're looking for a love partner, already in a relationship you wish could be better, or leaving one that has run its course, there will be something to inspire, empower, and support you. Revolutionize Your Love Life is a fortnightly podcast where you will access the knowledge and wisdom of love experts and relationship coaches from across the world to help you find true fulfillment in love. I am your host, Heather Garbutt. Welcome.
Hello, everybody. We're here to talk to you today about calling in true, committed, romantic love. I'm Heather Garbutt, psychotherapist of 40 years and now a psychotherapeutic coach, coaching calling in the one. And I'm here with Eva. Do you want to introduce yourself, Eva?
Yes. Hello, everyone. I am Eva Andreessen and I am relationship coach and I've worked as a coach for last 10 and a half years.
Welcome, Eva. So we want to tell you some success stories from some of our clients, so you get a feel of the work that we do. Last year was a really lovely year for me. There were three marriages and two new babies. One of those was a woman who'd had a really bumpy ride in relationships. She'd had people who were very controlling or very dismissive, who had her in a state of fear. She couldn't be herself in relationships. They treated her like a workhorse or like a sort of service supply for them. It was really painful to watch. And over the time we worked together, she really got through to the root of the problems in her early childhood. Absent father and absent mother. She was loved by her mum, but her mum was away quite a lot. She needed to for working to support her. But her father just abandoned her. So she had no real model of constant present love. And it was so painful to see. But I'm delighted to say that she's had her second, coming up for her second anniversary, with a man who is more than she could ever have imagined. She said to me the other day that he looks at her now and says to her, "Wow, you're mine. I can't believe you're mine." They love each other deeply. They travel together. They do some work together. They're an inspiration to people around them. And it was so lovely attending their wedding.
Yeah, I love these success stories because it always fills my heart with joy and love. And for example, I would like to share one lady who got married last year and who is expecting her baby in April this year, that when we met in Calling in the One group, she was very upset and she didn't believe in love anymore because her boyfriend left her and her little baby and she wasn't interested about her and her baby. He didn't even say any money to support them. And he was just completely dismissing the baby and her. And it was so hard. She was like not believing in men, not believing in love anymore. She was just hiding. And she didn't want to put herself in the in the market again, like in the love again, because she was so worried that it will be painful again. And through the process, she really got that she can trust herself, that it's possible to have healthy relationship, it's possible to be loved again and trust guy again. So already, I think it was by the end of the program, a little bit later, she started to date amazing guy who she married last summer. And he actually, when she had the wedding, he gave the ring not only to her, but also to her little girl. So she was marrying both of them. And actually now they went through the court And it's look like processing that she little girl is going to have his surname as well, and also that he will be like his father, like they are going through adoption now, and he, her little sister will be born in April. So it's also very lovely to see when we actually stop to be fearful because of the past, and we open again ourselves to possibility to love. So it's, I love these possibilities and what it can open, what how it can change the lives for people.
So joyful, isn't it? I feel so proud of them too when they've done their work. You can see how different they are at the start. I was talking to a lady this morning who said she's so different. She's working on calling in her one. She's in the middle, and she's had a difficult set of family relationships that this Christmas she stood her ground with. She was so much bigger in herself. And she said, I see now why I wasn't able to call in anybody, because I was so collapsed in myself, so emotionally drained and fearful. And now you can see the difference. She's radiant. You know, she's standing tall.
When you are talking about this, it just came to my head, the story of my client. And she was so happy last week on our call because she was preparing herself for the divorce for about 3 years. But she was so worried and scared to put the divorce paper. So she contacted me in May last year. So I support her to get through the divorce and get her to girls to her custody. And then when she like it went actually quite quickly. They divorced within more about 6 months, and then she signed up for calling in the one, and but she wasn't sure that she's completely ready. But later on, she was really open through the process. She was opening her heart, and she can't even imagine that she had already two guys interested in her. Second one, it's like she feels so relaxed with him. He listens to her. They have beautiful, beautiful moment. And she told me, oh, I didn't think that I can experience butterflies in the belly when I would be 50, you know? So she said, I can't believe that in May I was so fearful and now I am really joyful. And she actually is also buying new house because she realized that she can make it financially. So she's so happy, completely different person from like from less than a year. So I love what this process, calling in the one and even conscious uncoupling we do also with our clients can help, how it can help to people to change their lives for better.
Yes, yes. And I'm thinking of a lovely lady I worked with a couple of years ago, and she'd had a 30-year marriage, and that ended with her husband having an affair. And we did conscious uncoupling and were about to do calling in the one, and she'd read the book, and then she met the love of her life. It took her breath away. She couldn't believe it. And they'd been talking on the phone, you know, and then they met, and the chemistry was there as well. And they just built their lives together. They just set up and built their lives together. And they're so happy. They're so relaxed. And that's the thing. When you really are right for each other, you can be yourself. That's what she said. I can just be myself. I can just relax. I know he's got my back and I've got his. And we're together facing life. Not me on my own trying to work out how to manage my husband. We're together. We're working together. So joyful.
Yeah, and it's so joyful and so important, like to be yourself in the relationship, be authentic. It's what I love also, what we have with my husband, that I can be completely authentic and he's there for me and supports me. And I think that it's essential for loving relationship to feel that the other person is really interested in me, in my feelings, in my needs, in who I am. So
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And the other piece of the skills in relationship that we learn is to be able to speak up when we're asked, to know what our feelings and needs are and be able to communicate them. which is not in our culture very much, you know, to be assertive with your feelings. Oh, it's very difficult, particularly, you know, if the past hasn't welcomed that in our childhoods, that's not been welcomed or nurtured or understood. So we haven't got the skills. And that's why our relationships don't work. We have old beliefs about ourselves, about whether we are welcome with a partner. And then we have all the lack of skills and don't know, even if we're with a partner, how to have a relationship. And you just described, you know, how it can be to have a beautiful relationship where, yeah, you have conflicts, but you deepen through conflicts. It's not the end.
Exactly. And it's what we can support you with, what we can teach you and support you to also shift in your life. I remember one lady from our group from spring. Do you remember her? Like, she was so scared to go online dating. And in the end, she did. She was so disappointed that she wanted to cancel it. But by mistake, she, I think, extended or something, yeah? And then she started to date amazing guy. And she is now in love. So it's always like overcoming our beliefs and really in support of the group. It's beautiful that you are inspired by each other. You are encouraged by each other. And it gives you so much support and power. So if you would like our support, we start calling in the one group coaching 20th of February. It will be on Tuesday for 8 weeks, or actually for 9 weeks, because we have one break from 2:30 UK time for 1.5 hour. And if you would like to have a little taster, we will have two webinars, 30th of January, which is next Tuesday, and 13th of February, also on Tuesday, both 2:30 UK time, which is 3:30 European time. And you can actually come and see if you would like to work with us.
Yeah, and we'll put the Zoom links for those meetings, two different Zoom links, in the comments.
And hopefully we will see you there.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life. I'd like to know what has been your biggest takeaway from this conversation. Do take a minute and share this with us and visit us on our Facebook page. You can connect with me personally on my email at heather@heathergarbutt.com. If you can think of someone who will benefit from listening to this podcast, please do share it with them. If you have any feedback on how I can improve it, please do reach out to me, as I'm always keen to learn more. Thank you so much again for listening, and we'll meet again on the next episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life.